All right. Welcome to the VC HTTP API call for, what is this? What month is this? June? June 13th, 2021. On the agenda today, we have an agenda review, intros, and an update on use cases. Then we will very quickly do just one pull request, one issue process, and try to keep most of the time to the authorization discussion. My hope here is that I don't see Adrian on the call. He needs to be here. If anyone has Adrian's contact info, could you please ping him? I want to make sure that he's on the call. Okay. Most of the call hopefully will be on authorization proposals. Let me stop there and see if there are any updates or changes to the agenda. Okay, if there are no updates or changes to the agenda, let's go ahead and get started. Is there anyone new on the call today? Not seeing anyone new. Anyone that wants to reintroduce themselves, has had a change in job, title, living situation, whatever. All right, if not, we'll move on to use cases update. Would you mind giving us an update, either Eric or Juan?
Yeah, sure. I'll start off. So we kind of reached the end of our initial triaging period for the use cases. Kind of at the end of that, we have five use cases currently that us editors have put in the well-formed category. And our general plan from here is to start to kind of move from the Google Doc back into GitHub to a document more like the DID or VC use cases document, starting off with those five use cases. So we'll be working on putting that together through the next week or two. So still plenty of time to get thoughts and feedback in if you want, but that's kind of where we're heading.
Awesome. Juan, thank you, Eric.
Yeah. Want anything to add?
No audio from you, Juan. Still no audio. I see you unmuting and muting, but no audio.
Sorry. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I think my only comment is that we, have a bunch of well-formed ones that are currently usable and a couple, you know, we don't have a really good spread yet of, you know, we don't have a lot of interesting, holder use cases yet, but that might just have to come with time because I feel like that is the murkiest of the three scopes, and, you know, semantic fields. So that, we might just have to proceed as is with, less coverage on that side for now. But yeah, we'll
Great.
Present in more detail in maybe two meetings.
Awesome. Great. Do you want to put aside like a presentation chunk to go through it? Sorry, time on the agenda, a large chunk of time on the agenda to go through.
I gathered. Maybe 10 minutes next call would be good just to do a quick review of the ones that we're more confident of and, you know, just to sort of scan them a minute each. But yeah, this week we're good not presenting.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you for the update, Eric and Juan, and really appreciate both of your, work on that document. It's important that we get it into shape and get something, that people can look at. Okay. If that's it for use cases, we'll go ahead and move on to, pull requests. There is just one on the agenda, that is, pull request 211. Pull request 211, is basically about, a revocable indicator. So it raises the question of, like, how do we say that a VC should be revoked? There was something proposed. There's some discussion there. And I think the end result is the group needs to discuss this. So that is the issue, as well, that, you know, has been raised to kind of discuss it. And I made a proposal in that issue. Ori, you're on the queue. Go ahead.
Yep. So the, just to summarize one more time, you know, there is no way to, so the way the API works today, if you want to issue a revocable credential, you need to handcraft that credential as flawless JSON LD and then send it to the API, and the API will put a proof on it. That means that the revocation index needs to be kind of handled by you before you call the issuance API, and then you'll just get a signature over that thing, which is sort of like putting a big burden on the caller to understand how to handcraft flawless JSON LD, but it does keep the API sort of simple. So I think either we need to document that better or change its behavior. The current proposal in the PR is to, and the reason I'm requesting changes is I'd rather just document what it is today before we go making any changes to it. And today you have to submit a credential with a credential status that consumes a revocation list index in order to issue a revocable credential. That's it.
Great. Thanks, Ori. So there are two potential next steps. One of them is to raise a PR that documents it, on what happens today. Or the other one is to have a discussion and raise a PR that, you know, potentially has, consensus. Like, you know, my expectation is that the group's going to want to do a little more than just having the caller handcraft, stuff. So I guess, Ori, what do you want to do next on this, this pull request? Cause the pull request doesn't do what you said, right? So do you want to raise another PR to do what you said, or have a discussion and then raise a PR? Thoughts? Go ahead, Ori.
Yeah, I want the changes that I'm requesting to be implemented on the PR that's open and for it not to do what it's doing. So I want it to document the current behavior, and I'll continue to request changes on it until it documents the current behavior.
Okay. And I think Nis has that PR, right? Are you going to communicate with him to?
Yep. Yeah. He's just full disclosure. Like, he's on our team, and I'm requesting that he do something different than what he's currently doing, and he's on vacation right now. So when he gets back, I'll have him update it.
Okay, awesome. Then that's good. That covers that PR and the so that covers that PR. Thank you, Ori, and we'll look forward to Nis updating it so that we can document what's happening today. So issue processing is next. Let me pull up the issue. The issue, has to do with the PR. So, the question is, and this was raised by you, Ori, how are we doing revocation lists and how does the API, work with that? This is issue 204. Ori, would you like to give us just, why don't you go, Ori,
sure.
Give us some background.
If you want to use Revocation List 2020 as a way of managing revocation list credentials, you can in fact do that with the current API. You just need to know how to construct your revocation list credential and have it be issued. And then you need to host it on a public URL somewhere that is inside of the credential so that it's resolvable. And then you need to consume indexes from that revocation list and issue credentials against those indexes. So the comments that I was making before are about the issuance endpoint not describing that if you're making a credential that's revocable, you need to consume those indexes, and therefore JSON schema needs to be updated. The issue generally is one of, like, are we really testing revocation interoperably here, or are we just testing that people can make well-formed JSON LD? So I think there's a question here around how should the interoperability tests cover or not cover revocation? And I'm proposing that we shouldn't even bother with that until we can document the current behavior that works, which is to say you can indeed issue revocable credentials with the current API. It's just confusing. And so we should document that first. And then if we decide that we want tests that kind of cover that better, we can then talk about that. That's my proposal.
Great. Thanks, Ori. I went ahead and added a comment that proposes part of what you said, Ori. So, I mean, I think everyone, we're agreed that the first step is document what happens today. I'd suggest that the next step might be that we provide both options. So we have an option where the issuer software manages the revocation list, so the caller doesn't have to think about it. They just say the type of revocation list that they want, and all the magic happens on the issuer. Or if they want to manage their own revocation lists, if they want to manage their own revocation lists using some other mechanism, they have the ability to do that by putting a full-blown, piece of data into the credential. So it's basically what we're doing today, plus the ability to say, I want you, issuer software, to manage the revocation list on my behalf, the caller. So that's just out there as kind of a suggestion. It would be good if people, provide feedback. And again, Ori, plus one, I think we do that after we complete documentation on the current behavior. So the expectation is NIST is going to update the PR to document current behavior. And then after that, we will discuss the issue in the group, try to achieve consensus on a proposal, and then update the documentation to match that proposal. Any other input or feedback on issue 204 before we move into the authorization discussion? Go ahead, Marcus.
So in this discussion, in this issue, one point that was also brought up was that credentials don't require an ID. Is that relevant to this issue here? Is that something else? And I'm sorry, I find the issue not very well described. When I read Ori's first comment in this issue, I don't really understand what the issue is. But my question is just, is this related to the topic of whether credentials need to have an ID or not?
Go ahead, Ori.
Yep, you can't revoke a credential by ID if it doesn't have an ID. So the current API assumes that all credentials that will be revocable will have an ID. That's it.
Right, I understand that, but is that the same thing we were just discussing, and is this what Manu's suggestion is fixing or addressing, or are we talking about two different things here?
I think it's not the same thing in that, I don't know what exactly you're asking. Are you asking for a revocation system that works with credentials that don't have an ID? Is that what you're asking for?
Well, I'm just not sure I understand your issue 204, because the issue starts with revocation list VCs require an ID, and then there's an example, but there's no explanation what is the issue, and then there's a suggestion by Manu, which I don't understand what that has to do with the first comment in the issue, but maybe it's just me who doesn't understand.
So my suggestion, Marcus, is that you raise that question in the issue so that we can clarify and continue the discussion there.
Okay. I did that, but.
Let's have that discussion later. So it's clear, it's clear that it's not clear. And, we will have to clarify that later on. And I don't think that they're the same question, Marcus, as Ori said, but I wouldn't be surprised if others in the group, are wondering, the scope of the question. So we'll come back to that. So, you know, after the pull request is in, we'll come back and put it on the agenda and discuss it. Noting time and that we're probably going to have to talk about the authorization stuff quite a bit, and noting that Adrian's here, which is great. Let's go ahead and switch to that topic. So the 204 issue, please folks provide some input there if you have a strong feeling about what the API should support. Okay, so let's move on to the authorization proposals. These were circulated on the mailing list and debated fairly heavily. For those of you keeping tabs, we've been having the authorization discussion, a focused authorization discussion, for about a month now, 4 weeks. I went back and checked the logs. And these are kind of the proposals that have resulted from that. I am going to put all of them as pre-proposals in here, so no one's, you know, surprised. So these are effectively the same proposals that went to the mailing list. Adrian, I modified the beginning of your proposal and replaced the word "we" with the VC HTTP API work item group to just make it very clear who "we" is. That is the only modification I've made to your proposal. Let me copy and paste them in here. So they're all the pre-proposals. I believe we're going to try and take them in that order. That seems to make the most amount of kind of sense in the ordering. Adrian, I promised that we would take your proposals up. What we are going to do today, because it has been so difficult to achieve consensus, unanimous consensus, on these proposals, we're going to try for consensus. And if we don't reach it, we're going to back up to a majority vote. Because, you know, folks are getting frustrated and they want to see some forward progress. And, that is one way to do it. If you can't, you've tried to exhaust every, approach and you can't quite get there. So each one of these proposals, we're going to wait for feedback from them, and the proposals with the highest votes are going to go forward. We can still talk about, I won't say that. So Adrian, we're going to start off with your proposal in the list. The proposal is the VC HTTP API work item group will not separate GNAP from OAuth 2 until it is clear how much extra work GNAP would add within the scope of the VC HTTP API specification once that scope is established by consensus. So this is effectively, we will continue to consider GNAP and OAuth 2 together until it's clear that GNAP would be too much work. Well, Adrian, would you like to say anything more? Is that an all right intro for this before we take up the proposal?
That's fine. That's good.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put the proposal in here. Remember, plus one is you support the proposal. Minus one is you do not support the proposal. We are going to have a counter proposal to this proposal afterwards that just changes the will not separate to will separate. So the one we're voting on right now is will not separate GNAP from OAuth 2. So I'm going to put the proposal in here and go ahead and plus one, minus one, as you see fit. I'm going to hold off a little bit longer. We've got 21 people on the call for other people to plus one, minus one that. So again, we're voting on not separating GNAP from OAuth 2 and considering them both at the same time. All right. So there are a lot of minus ones here. This is not a popular proposal. Let's try the opposite of this proposal, which is that the group is going to separate GNAP from OAuth 2 and consider them separately. So we'll make decisions on OAuth 2, and we can make decisions on GNAP, but we won't tie the two together. Let me go ahead and put this... Let me put this proposal in here. There we go. Plus one, minus one, plus zero. Again, this is, we will separate GNAP from OAuth 2 and contemplate them as two independent things. Adrian, is this your, do you want to speak after the proposal or before now?
Before.
Go ahead.
Because it's unclear, since you left the clause in there about until it's clear how much extra work it is, which was the whole point of my first proposal. So as it stands, this is unclear to me anyway as to what we're voting on.
Let me try and clarify that.
Because my whole point was if we don't have a scope in mind and we don't know how much extra work one is versus the other, given the scope, why are we arguing? That was my point.
Sure. Let me try and clarify the proposal. So this basically says we're going to keep them separate until it's clear how much work, extra work NAP is going to be. And if it's not a lot of work, we'll work on them together. So it's a, we will consider these two things separately until it's clear that the group wants to work on OAuth 2 and GNAP together. That's what the proposal is. So waiting a bit more for people to weigh in. Go ahead, Juan.
Would it, I guess, maybe this is changing the proposal a lot, but is the proposal to talk only about OAuth until the scope is clear enough to reconsider whether GNAP is, estimate the amount of work of reconsidering later? Is that... Sorry, I'm just a little...
Well, I mean, that is what the proposal is attempting to put out there.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I'm, yeah, okay. That makes it easier. Thanks.
Okay. This is, there is more support for this proposal than the other one. And since these are two sides of the same coin, I'm going to resolve this as the group's current position, or at least through a majority vote, right? And then we'll move on. The other decisions that we make later on may impact what we do with this resolution. Go ahead, Justin.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that. I realize that you're trying to make progress, but the thing is, this has not been well-defined as to what more work is, as to what separation is, as to what, you know, any pieces of this. I cannot possibly agree to either of these proposals on any of those grounds. Furthermore, I do fully believe, as I said in the chat, that these aren't even asking the right questions. Like, this is not something that, like, the differences here that people are talking about, I think, shouldn't even be in consideration of being in scope in this working group, period. As I have said on many occasions, I understand that you want to just lean back on majority vote here and call it this way. I think that this is not only a mistake, but it is a disservice to this group and the work that it's trying to do. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you, Justin. Do you have a proposal that would gain more, a larger majority vote on this topic?
So the proposals that I have made a number of times in this group, that I will try to spitball them over voice here, but they amount to the working group must define RAR type values for each component. The API must define a means to accept OAuth 2 bearer access tokens and a means to accept GNAP keybound access tokens the OAuth 2 bearer tokens using RAR as defined in the specification. And don't say anything about how you get the tokens. Don't say anything about what goes in the tokens. Don't say anything about how you validate the tokens. Don't say anything about the nature of the client. Don't say anything about the nature of user authentication or authorization or interaction or any detail like that, which those are all of the details where OAuth 2 and GNAP differ. All of those, as I have been trying to argue, should be very clearly out of scope for this working group. This API should not care about any of that happening, which is why I had such a visceral reaction to the client credentials proposal that was on the mailing list. This API shouldn't care how I got a token. It shouldn't care. All it should define is that the token it got was presented properly, and that depends on the kind of token it is, and that the token has the appropriate rights, which means that this API needs to define those rights. That's what I've been trying to say.
Got it. Thank you, Justin. Those proposals are coming up. So I tried to put this in an order to process it, you know, putting Adrian's first. And those proposals that you requested are coming up. I, in fact, took your response to Mike Varley, and that's what was used to generate the proposals. I understand that you disagree with this one. Noted. Charles has done a great job of capturing that. I'm going to resolve this and move on to the next proposal. So that's resolved. Next proposal up is one of the authorization mechanisms for the VCHTTP API must be OAuth 2 bearer tokens. So this hopefully is fairly straightforward. Does anyone have any questions on that one? Go ahead, Justin.
Is this mandatory to implement, or is this mandatory for the specification to define? What does must be mean here?
Yeah, I'm contemplating your question. It is must implement. It's
okay.
Mandatory. It's the specification must define it, and you must at least implement this.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Do others in the group feel like we should reword this to make that clearer? And if so, one of the authorization mechanisms let me just ask, is it clear what the question is being asked based on Justin's clarification, or do people want this reworded in some way? I'm going to take silence to mean it's fine as is. Go ahead. Okay. Then no change. The assumption here is that one of the mechanisms, defined in the specification, is going to be OAuth 2 bearer tokens, and an implementation must implement it. There's the proposal. Is there a variation to this proposal, Justin, Marcus, that would change your minus one to a plus one? Go ahead, Marcus.
So I have to admit I haven't fully thought through and followed the discussion of OAuth and GNAP and all of that. I just feel like probably legitimate deployments of implementations of this API that don't do OAuth bearer tokens. So if I don't feel it's right to make it a requirement for implementations to support it.
Okay.
Could change it into should instead of must.
That's a different thing from what Justin proposed. So what if we split this apart and take Justin's first proposal? The concern I have with the second proposal, Justin, is that my expectation is that it'll get a bunch of minus ones. But if we split it apart and say the spec must define it, that we may be able to get consensus on that point. So the proposal would be to pick up Justin's proposal, which is one of the authorization mechanisms defined for the VCHTTP API must be OAuth 2 bearer tokens. Let me go ahead and put that in here and run it and see if it gets better support. Hold on. My copy paste buffer messed up. One sec. Why is this not working? One of the authorization mechanisms defined for the VCHTTP API must be OAuth 2 bearer tokens. All right, there we go. Plus one, minus one, plus zero, that. So this is basically saying the spec's going to define it. We haven't said anything yet about whether you have to implement it or not. All right, this is looking better. Adrian, we'll pick up the RAR proposal a bit later. There's a separate one that just speaks directly to RAR. Does the fact that we're going to pick that up later change your minus one? Or are you asking specifically to bind the decision to you? We've got to define it as OAuth 2 bearer tokens, and you have to use RAR along with it.
I'm still grappling with the issue to understand OAuth 2 in our context. So don't worry about. I can't speak to this distinction. Justin says should. I'm not gonna argue for must. If Justin is happy with should, I'm happy with should.
All right. Given that feedback, I'm going to resolve this, and we'll move to the next thing, which is whether or not implementations must implement this. The other option that we have here is to release some pressure and delay that decision. I think it would be good to, this is good. Like, it's a good position for us to be in. We can at least define it, and there can always be a profile that says you have to do it, but we don't have to put that in the spec. Unless folks in the group really want to try and settle this now, whether an implementation must implement it, or should implement it. Do people want to put that in front of the group? Any strong opinions one way or the other? If there aren't, I'm gonna go with the pressure release option and defer that decision to later. Hearing no objections to that approach, let's go on to the next proposal. The next proposal is, the next proposal is to put how an authorization token is validated out of scope. So let me go ahead and put this in here. So this basically says the VCHP API server is going to get an authorization token as input, and the spec is not going to define how it decides whether or not that's a valid authorization token. It's out of scope, and this is something that I believe Justin has been had proposed in a previous call. So plus one, minus one to that. Going to hold a little longer to get votes, and this is looking good. Looks like we have consensus here. All right, that's good, and that's success, reducing that scope. My expectation is probably everyone already felt that was out of scope, but it's good to get that on the record. All right, the next two proposals have to do with GNAP keybound access tokens and a protocol. So this is the request that Ori had, which was one of the authorization protocols for the VCHP API must be OAuth 2 client credentials. We could change it in the same way that Justin suggested we change the other one, which is the spec will define one of the authorization protocols as OAuth 2 client credentials. to use OAuth 2 client credentials. My expectation is people are still going to vote against it, but this is basically a spec will define thing. So let me try and reword this. One of the authorization protocols that will be defined for use in the VCHP API must be OAuth 2 client credentials. Go ahead, Adrian.
Just to make sure I understand how we're using client credentials, does that mean that there can be no delegation by the whoever is in control of the credential, whether that's the subject, typically it would be the subject. So is this making a statement about the ability to delegate?
It is making a statement that you cannot delegate if you use OAuth 2 client credentials, but it is not saying that you can't use another protocol that supports delegation. So basically what we're saying here is one of the ways that you can get one of these credentials is using client credentials, but we're not saying you can't get them in any other way, meaning an authorization token. You can use GNAP, you can use ZCAPs, you can use these other mechanisms. We just haven't all agreed to define that yet. Did that help, Adrian?
No. Well, yes, I understand the explanation. I will vote against client credentials under these circumstances.
Okay, got it. Does anyone else need go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a clarification around like legitimate use cases in the field. I understand very importantly the need for delegation, especially from a privacy standpoint when dealing with especially human-to-human or human-to-organization type scenarios. There are tons of use cases, particularly in a system-to-system type context, and in our case, the supply chain context, where delegation in that sense might even not even make sense. Which is where that OAuth bearer token, you know, client credentials path that's pretty broadly established in the enterprise, you know, is just like the simplest, easiest path forward that we can actually get adopted and with solutions that we're already working with. So I think it's important to say that this is not the only way forward, right? I would never advocate that like VC HTTP API only supports OAuth 2 with client credentials as its only path forward. It is important that we make sure that other paths for authorization are covered, especially those that are more privacy respecting for other use cases other than my own. So all I would ask is let's make sure that when we're putting a proposal like this, let's think through that there are other use cases beyond the scenarios that we might be thinking of that have broad adoption in the marketplace. So that's all I've got on that. Before we run this.
Great. Quick organizer interrupt. I appreciate that statement, Mike. We don't want everyone to get up on their soapbox, and go through the reasons that they support the proposal. They've done so on the mailing list. People have had time to do that. Let's just, try to get the proposals because we have a couple more to do and not a lot of time. Go ahead, Phil. If you're speaking, Phil, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I didn't, something happened on my machine. I didn't mean to speak up at this point. Okay. I apologize.
No problem. Let's see. Okay. So, let's go ahead and run the proposal. Hopefully everyone understands, what the proposal is about. So to speak to Mike's point, this is saying that one of the authorization protocols, there may be others, so we're not making delegation illegal, we're not making any other authorization protocol legal, we're just saying that one of them that will be defined, will be OAuth 2 client credentials. So let me put this proposal back in there. +1, -1, +0 as you see fit. Ted, is this a during the proposal comment?
I don't care which side it is, but I'm reaching an extreme level of frustration with the blockage that is unquestionably coming from Adrian. We are not closing doors to the other things that he wants to do, which are all good things to do, and which I think we're all in favor of doing in time. But he is throwing out the baby with the bathwater. He is letting the perfect block the okay. And that's not okay here.
All right. Thanks for the input, Ted. Just as a reminder, thank you for the input, Ted. That is the reason that we have moved to kind of a majority vote here, instead of a consensus-based vote.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's looking like this is going to pass. I think the reason there is pushback here is Justin is outlining it clearly. There are people in the group that feel like this is a door we should not define. And there are, legitimate reasons for putting that, idea forward. So, again, let's please not litigate right now. We've done that over the past month. Justin, go ahead. Please try to keep it short, and then we're gonna move or not at all.
No, you've made it clear you don't want to discuss this further, so let's move on.
Okay, all right. Given that, there is, let's see, we've got a -1, -0.5, but the majority is, well, let's see. Yeah, I mean, there are a number of plus ones here. So I'm going to resolve this, and we're going to move to the next one, and say that one of the authorization protocols will be OAuth 2 client credentials. We will define that. Again, we have made no statement about whether it's required or not yet. So that is resolved. Let's see. The next item up is that one of the authorization mechanisms for the VCHP API should be GNAP keybound access tokens. Justin, this was – I tried to take one of your proposals and almost directly. Would you want to modify this in any way, this preview?
Yeah. So use the same language as before, mechanisms defined for the API, and I would say in that case must, not should.
API.
Because must. We're talking about inclusion within the specification, not mandate for use.
Okay, so one of the authorization mechanisms defined for the VC-HTTP API must be GNAP keybound access tokens. That one? Does that look right?
Yeah,
to
that's
you?
That looks right to me.
Okay, all right. I'm going to put this in IRC. +1, -1, +0. Go ahead, Justin.
So I just want to point out that if we limit the scope of the work of the working group to what I have been proposing, then the definitions for OAuth2 and GNAP are effectively no different from each other. And they do not rely on defining the inner workings of either protocol, which again is why I am so strongly against defining client credentials. I think that is way too far for an API to say how things are used. And for everyone saying that this does not meet sort of, you know, immediate commercial objectives, you know, I can't go buy this API off the shelf either. Keep that in mind, please.
All right. Thanks for that input, Justin. Given where we are with this, I'm not going to run the counter proposal because I think it would be damaging. I think we leave the door open so that, Justin, what you have just said can be demonstrated to the group where it's at some point, you know, if we follow that line of reasoning that you mentioned, Justin, it will become obvious to the group that this is an easy thing and it should be easy to do. And I think what we're doing is leaving the door open until it is obvious. And, you know, everyone else in the group understands what you do, Justin, and it's an easy thing to do. We have two more, proposals, really just one more, which has to do with.
Hold on one second.
RAR.
I'm on the queue. Go ahead. Justin's ahead of me.
Go ahead, Justin. I think you went though, right? I didn't ack you.
Yeah, I didn't get acked. Go ahead, Adrian.
Well, by the rules of majority voting of today, I would say that this thing is resolved as much as either of the previous two resolves, and I would like recorded that it's resolved.
I agree for what it's worth.
Yeah, I'm looking. Fine. Yep. That's correct. And so we will resolve it. It is majority supported. Apologies for that.
Sorry, this is Joe on a point of order about that majority. I would not have expected that we went from consensus to a bare majority. That shift is huge. It's like what happened to Brexit. Is that really the policy we're adopting here?
Just for this call, yes, for the authorization stuff. Yeah, it was announced.
Not do that again. Like, it's just too huge of a delta from, hey, we all think we're on the same page to, hey, we're split 50-50, but because it's 51-49, we're taking it.
No, agreed. The group wasn't making any progress on the using a consensus-based approach. That's why we shifted. And just for
right.
this call,
but I agree that we don't have consensus on this. I'm objecting to a 50-some-odd becoming a policy, and I'll take it up on the next call if I need to take it up on the next call.
Agreed.
But
I don't think we're going to do this again.
Okay. I appreciate trying to get through the bottlenecks, but.
Yep. Okay. This is resolved though because of the way that we're running the call. So one of the authorization mechanisms defined for the VCHTTP API must be GNAP bound, key bound access tokens. All right. The last proposal is the VCHTTP API must define access actions in terms of OAuth2 RAR structures. I think that's pretty straightforward. Go ahead, Justin.
Just again to reiterate the point on previous ones, or this mirrors previous ones, whereas this is something that the spec has to define. If you want to use your horrible colon delimited scoped strings, and I've got war stories about why those are a bad idea. I'm not just making fun of you guys. Then yeah, go ahead. You can, as always, you can deploy other things. This is saying what the spec actually defines, not what is mandatory to use. And I just want the group to keep that in mind with what we're talking about here.
All right. Justin, are you okay with that wording?
Yeah, as long as it's clear to the group what that access actions, what we mean by that is just stuff you can do with the API. Realize that that's just very generic. Anything you can do at the API has some corresponding piece. That's all I mean. Sure. Yeah. Even put that in. Okay. That's fine. I don't know how informal you want it to be, but thanks.
Okay. Mike, you're saying it's not well enough defined. Sorry, we're not running the proposal yet. Is that what your minus one was, or were you minus one-ing just running the wording for the proposal?
Yes and yes. So, yeah, I think we've got to just get that a little more clear. I think it's a good thing to get a proposal on, but it's got to be a little more defined, I think. So,
how would you change the proposal so it's better defined?
Something to the effect of the VCHTTP API must define access actions for those utilizing OAuth 2 with RAR, you know, or defined structures, something to that effect. Because I think we have to make it clear that based on the previous two proposals we just accepted, that it's not just GNAP, it's not just OAuth 2, right? We have to make it clear if you're going down this path, then we should go ahead and define, you know, what, you know, first define access actions and then to define what those structures are. Does that make sense?
Yes, but it doesn't help me write a proposal. Justin.
Yeah, so Mike, I hear you with your call for clarity here. However, I would say that the exceptions that you're asking for with this if is already incorporated into the looseness of the proposal text. At least that's how I read it. So it's saying the spec says that, you know, for this action, you've got a specific set of, you've got a RAR type with the various fields applied to it that is there for you to use if you're doing OAuth 2 or GNAP and using access tokens and et cetera and so forth. It's saying that is there and is available. It is not mandating its implementation or use by any particular thing.
I'm noting that we're out of time. And so we'll bring this up on the next call. We're out of time. Thanks everyone, for your feedback. I know this was a rough call. I do think we made progress though. And it's not, I don't think the progress anyone was expecting. But it is progress and that's good. It unsticks us. All right. Thanks everyone. Have a wonderful week and we'll chat again next week. Take care. Bye.